Hi there, I'm Mark Marshall from Sandula Conservation. Welcome to the podcast. Now, today I'm talking about little animals that travel. Yeah, a lot of animals travel around, but not because of their fault, not because they actually want to, but they just end up in the wrong country, in the wrong place, at the wrong time. That's because they get into a situation they can't get out of. Now, I'm not talking about the swallows that migrate from South Africa right through to Europe and those type of animals. Those are seasonal migrators and they are used to that kind of thing and that's what they do. I'm talking about the accidental traveling of an animal. Now, a few years ago, I was called out to the Pia Harbor because inside one of the trailers, they found a gecko. Now, I looked at this gecko, I caught it, I said, oh my goodness, I have never seen this gecko before. Now, this is in Port Elizabeth, which is right at the bottom of South Africa. This gecko came all the way from Singapore, which is very, very far away. But that is accidental. The little guy crawled into the crate overseas. The crate got put onto a ship and then transported all the way to South Africa and boom. That's where the little guy found himself. Okay, so that is one of the situations. Another one a few years ago, a lot of these situations happen at the harbor because that's where these little animals board the ships and they get offloaded. We have caught snakes like Mozambique spitting cobras in Port Elizabeth, and these guys don't occur near us. They are way, way northeast of Africa, not here, right at the bottom of South Africa. Also, a marble tree snake once decided from East Africa to hop onto a little boat all the way down to Port Elizabeth. So, yeah. These little guys travel. But then we get local traveling. In other words, a little town, say, for example, 400 or 500 kilometers away, which is not too far considering the patterns and the traveling of certain animals. But now, the chameleons. Chameleons don't travel a lot. Everybody knows chameleons stay in one little area. They occupy tiny areas. And our chameleon populations in South Africa are very, very diagnostic in terms of where they actually stay. For example, the Elandsberg's dwarf chameleon used to be called the Smith's dwarf chameleon. That only stays on the Elandsberg Mountains, Lady Slipper Mountains. You're not going to get them anywhere else except for on that mountain patch. So, in terms of that, there's a little chameleon called the Knysna chameleon. Knysna dwarf chameleons live only in the Knysna area, right through to the coastal Plettenberg Bay area. So it's a very, very tiny area, but they go to the Western Cape also. But in terms of Port Elizabeth and the Eastern Cape, these guys do not occur here until a few years ago. A lady went and bought a whole bunch of pot plants from Knysna Nursery, brought them all the way to Port Elizabeth, planted them in the garden, and guess what? A year or so later, she started noticing this chameleon in her garden, and she was like, how on earth did they get you? So I went out and had a look, and I said, yeah, these are definitely the Smiths, not the Smiths, but the Knysna dwarf chameleon, and they came from Knysna on her pot plants, and they have populated in that little area. So there's a tiny little area in Port Elizabeth where these chameleons exist and nowhere else in Port Elizabeth. So that is one little traveling colony of chameleons, which is actually quite cool. Now, another gecko called the tropical house gecko. This guy originated from Northeast Africa and now has populated Port Elizabeth. He's populated America, Australia, all these places just by traveling on ships all over. And how do they travel locally? Easy. They get onto a ship, they end up in the harbor, they hop, a pair of them hops onto somebody's car, they take them home, they live on the wall for a few years, they have a lot of little babies, and all of a sudden these people decide to go to a caravan park camping quite a few kilometers away, and these little two little babies, for example, hop into the caravan and they drive all the way to a new nature reserve. Little babies pop out and they start a colony right there in the nature reserve. So that is how these little guys travel. Another pot plant traveler is a little frog that I've actually had for quite a while now. A nursery here in PE selling their beautiful flowers and everything had a strange looking frog. And they're like, where on earth? We've never seen this type of frog before. Phone me. I went up, collected the frog and I said, wait a minute. Have you guys brought in plants from Northern Natal, which is very far away? And they said, yeah. I said, well, you brought a little frog with you inside one of the pot plants. So this is how little guys travel around. I hope you enjoyed this. Next time, have a look around to see if something strange looking appearance that you're not used to, have a close investigation into it, because it might be a little creature from somewhere else and not from South Africa. Thank you for listening. Visit sandula.co.za. Thank you very much.